for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. We get to continue our conversation from yesterday on YouTube. It was a 10-minute short on avoidant breakups, discards, and committing to others, how this does not destabilize an empowered woman, and why. So, first of all, welcome if you're new. I'm a lovely 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. That's right, it is possible. But for those of us who have integration of the brain, and so our emotions are not laundry, meaning you have a window of welcome, your embodied brain. I and you have an embodied brain. I'm attachment and trauma informed. In addition to being a lovely solo polyamory human being, podcast host, content creator, and we have reorganized the IHP podcast content, the paid subscription-based model content. In fact, I'm going to update the little episode that is in there or revisit it. But in the meantime, you ask Maria. It's kind of like those opinion columnists that we used to have in printed newspapers, right? Okay, why? Because 5D relationships are awesome. And I know all about how to stay your inner child. Thank you, mother, because I didn't lose mine. So I have healthy self-worth. I also can thank my own embodied brain. Because see, the way that you address your emotional plane depends on how your self-reflection goes. So I have the inner growth mindset. You all know about it. I also have the whole being yourself. And people have always said, well, why would I be motivated to be myself? I don't want to be myself. And they did not get attachment and trauma informed, nor did they learn how to be empowered. In fact, that's why we got people who have them, have themselves being called Zen masters. And they tell people, watch out for an enlightenment person. It's not possible because they still have laundry to do. So that means that in their experience, emotions are hard to do. So see, empowerment is not hard to do for the 0-1-year-old of my own human being body because it's my attached panicky self. Yes, I am securely attached. And then my 3-year-old was already differentiated enough to share with my lovely caregiver, the mother who raised me and spanked me. You cannot spank me, which she still spanked. And I got to find out how I was differentiated. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. So this means that you have thoughts and feelings, emotions. They're the same basic ones everybody else has, but we want to share it however we want. Does that sound familiar? Who has a 3-year-old in the room? Raise your hand. I know I have one. Yeah, we don't need to do Elsa's journey. We already have the end of it. Like, yep, look in the mirror. Did you maintain your heart, body, and value body once you figured out that teenagers were low self-esteem like you were? You're like, yeah, I'm not going to be low self-esteem. Also, in the rough edge when they're going doing shitty stuff, stupid shit, a lot of things that they still do. And that's all emotional immaturity because that's the age where you are that. You know, again, I remember the grown-ups. They did inform me that I was very attentive to what the grown-ups spoke. And I would be like, huh, did they share that with me for real? Because it's true. I'll find out the things that were true. I was like, yep, the grown-ups were right. And then I was like, yep, they were wrong here. They're right here. They're wrong. So here's where... when you're a freely loving human being, this is why it's not about right or wrong in an organized, rigid format. Rigidity is an indication that you're an adaptive child brain. You don't have integration yet completed. So this is where when you meet people who don't have empowerment, women or men, might they be? Yes, here's why they don't know how to handle breakups from an avoidant or from anyone for that matter. They don't know how to handle discards. And I say don't know because like the Zen master who says you cannot be an enlightenment person because you got laundry, they all have shitty relationship is how I'm going to put it with their emotions. I don't. I'm like, yeah, I'm highly sensitive. What do you want? I got told it's okay. Like my 0-1-year-old, my 3-year-old, that's why my solo polyamory lifestyle has been so awesome because I know how to regulate my own nervous system even when I have panic attacks. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm attachment trauma-informed. Again, I'm a functional adult. I have been since I was a teenager. And really what happened was I got taught, Maria, there are those who can, and this is my mother, and there are those who cannot. And this is the way she would handle some things and just letting me know, you need to be open-minded to that. You can conceive sometimes you can't. Okay, so when you learn equanimity and you're a securely attached, unflappable human being, here's what happens with the low self-esteem teenagers. They continue being assholes. And, you know, when they grow up and they're on Elsa's journey, well, you got a bunch of lovely people who like to just do trend. That's all they do. Trends. Makes me feel like high school. And I didn't really care to be a jock or a cheerleader, but I remember all of the, people for the whole, queen and king of the homecoming, right? Okay, so movies. Like carry shitty movies, they're shitty for a maturely, emotionally, and mentally speaking person. Any of the entertainment, bring it to me. Shitty. I keep saying it because it just shows all these dramatic human beings who are in their survival mode who know nothing about attachment or trauma and they think they're smart. And I have to act, no, I don't actually go around talking to them. I only talk to mentally and emotionally maturing and available people. And I love it when we have completely different opinions. So I have a man friend of mine. Yep, he's awesome. He's empowered. And then I have other men and they have different. He's my one true empowered man. I can tell because of how we can get into something very interesting on an intellectual level. That means a lot to a person who likes to use a brain. Unlike the ones who want to tell me that they're actually standing up for something. Yes, and they're hypocrites. That is when I shut my lovely little left mode and my right mode and I say, Shiva, come in the door because Kali, my 3-year-old, doesn't need to be here. My mom taught me how to share the floor. And it's not always going to be about me, and I don't have to like it. And there are those who can, and there are those who can't. So here's what happens when an empowered woman gets discarded. We don't get discarded. Not even when you're a kid, because I was discarded at the age of 4. Nobody wanted to play with me. I went crying to my mom, and she explained to me that I'm serious, or was. I still am. But see, her explanation was, when you grow up, there will be people. And what she meant by serious is that I like to learn, because I would read to kids. I would have them sit down and be like, let me read to you the fairy tale. And I still like to talk about interesting things. And that's why my one man friend, he's my favorite man friend, because he likes to talk about things. Not all the time, but still, when he's into the mood, and that's why it's nice. And I'm always into the mood. I'm always in the mood of talking about serious business, because I don't like wasting. Not even 1 second. See, this is when you know yourself. Okay, empowerment means I have no questions about where I'm headed. Differentiated self also means that unflappability is a character trait of a securely attached person. And when, as an adolescent, you learn, you know, all these teenagers, they really are not reliable. They look more like drunk people. And then you understand that some grow up and they continue to maintain their attachment wounds. You feel sorry for them. And then you say, wait a minute, I shouldn't. That's disrespectful. How dare I be disrespectful towards a human being who has not only attachment wounds, they got trauma, they got shit. This is horrible. Oh, wait, there's Patrick Tihan, childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing online, helping anybody who wants to get better. Oh, look, there's some attachment coaches down there. Oh, wait, here's Terry Real for couples. I need to stop. There's plenty of free information online for anybody to get better. And this is now in 2024. Okay, so in the teenage times, here's where, as a 16-year-old, I had Jesus, and I still have Jesus. Oh, and I have God. And this is where I was not very flexible, because, you know, any teenager, what we are not flexible. We know everything. Oh, I knew everything. Yep. Never say never. Oh, I said never at that time. I learned as I got older never to say never. And I'll never forget when I learned that. And our brain goes through a developmental process. Okay, so here's why empowerment means compersion. When I look at you and you look at me and we're getting to know each other, I'm getting to watch every day what you do. As you begin to walk a straight, nope, you're going to walk a crooked line. My man friend walks a straight line. My women friend walk a straight line. And when I use the word woman and man, I mean a healthy, self-worth person. That's a person who's going to be consistent. So whether they have mood swings or not, they know how to say, you know what? I have a mood swing, like right now, my throat. Ah, throat chakra. Yeah, you know, people don't speak up. I mean, I don't even know how many years. I'm a mystic, remember? We have ascension energies. Yes, every year, these ascension energies. If only people chose to be their self. Oh, I forgot. Show yourself. I'm dying to meet you. They never get to the end of that fucking journey. They're all about their ego. Yes, they really don't even notice that they're a human being in a body. Thank you, Sadhguru. They don't notice the spirituality guru out there saying, if you overflow with humanity, then divinity has to descend. You know, that's kind of motivating, but they don't know what divinity is. They think it's an entity. So some will be like, oh, how disrespectful. Others will be, no, technology's taken our divinity away. Here's what an educated human being shares with you. The academic study, the hard, quote unquote, problem of consciousness. Go figure, right? We know everything. No, the mystics know that it's not a problem. It's a beautiful, infinite, higher human consciousness potential experience, because that's what we are. I know, 4D loves to talk about where they come from. I come from the future, but I also come from the past. And I channel our lovely 3D stuff from the past. But that's for another episode. Let me continue sharing with you our topic, avoidance. Okay, so for one, I have compassion and love for any person who is with trauma and with attachment wounds. And I know that there's a great buttload of educators out there and free content. So anybody who's yelling that there's not enough, they're yelling as a teenager would and thinking they're making some kind of difference. While I know they're in a modulated embodied self, they're not moving to their restorative embodiment, and they are acting like not only a Pinocchio, a squirrel, but they're a Peter Pan with a Wendy and they're a Cusco. Okay, so whenever somebody's standing up and yelling, they're in their survival mode, which means you are making it an unsafe world. We already have people that are needing to be addressed that need a good therapist. So we don't need you yelling and thinking that you're doing something, while I know what you're doing is being a person who's from Cusco land, by the way, at a certain point. And that's where women who are using any of the psych education talk about each other or label each other. These are all the immature teenagers who found a group and they are now comparing themselves to each other. They don't overflow with humanity. Overflowing with humanity is when you have integration of the brain. So you use your left and you use your right. You know, if I get upset, I'm tainting shit. This is very common sense to me, but I'm an empowered actual woman. Okay, so when I'm with empowered people, it's enjoyable because we don't hide shit from each other at all. If we get upset or something, we kind of like, okay, whatever. And how to understand that we are all made in ways when we get upset. So there's a, nobody's going to be in laundry mode, but nobody's going to be always chirpy either. And that's where every person that is empowered will have a relationship with their window of welcome or window of tolerance to their emotional plane. And that's why a person who moves to self-worthiness doesn't date beneath themselves. Meaning, if you talk to me like a piece of shit, I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? You're pretty nice, but I think you have an attitude problem. You might want to get that fixed, don't you think? Or at least, you know what, with me, don't bring it. Don't bring it my way. So there's many ways you can tell people how to fuck off without doing that. And that's because some of us love to be actual grown-ups. And that's emotionally, not just, you know, your age. Your age doesn't matter. When I see the women who get chaotic, and they yell in people's faces and they start cursing at them and they start telling them with their clairs, I know everything about you, here's who you are, here's why I'm going to go places. They're unfortunately in what is called a reactivity mode. Okay, so empowerment means you know how to respond to life, which means you do not react. Which means if you get pissed and you start yelling, that's called, I'm going to work on that one. I'm motivated to empower me to be myself. And your true self is a whole healed inner child. Okay, so I have a hold. Healed inner child, because my mom said, hey, your tone, it's okay at home, but not outside. And that's where your unfinished business, you don't project it. So maladaptive children, all the ones on Elsa's journey who want to stand up, and they're almost like, you know, that movie Braveheart, but it's a movie Braveheart, and they're not. Okay, hopefully that's all been cleared. The way that a teenager will handle relationships, I loved all of them. And whenever breakups would happen, I knew I'd process it, like any of them. Because emotions aren't weighing me down. Nobody weighs you down. It's a figure of speech. Doesn't anybody know life is so easy? Oh, yes, I forgot. Because you have a good relationship with your body. You cannot have a relationship with your feminine, divine feminine, if you don't have a good relationship with your divine masculine, your mind. If your left mode is chit-chatting bullshit, well, there you go. Inner critic, outer critics. That's not going to help you get anywhere. Or I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. So we got people like that. That go to therapy and then they come out and they say, it's like, okay, well, you know, you have decided to stop expanding your window of welcome to what happens when you're able to be presented with life and emotions and dealing with the unknown, uncertainty, unwanted from within while going with the flow. It's all about the inner growth mindset, right? Tapping into the infinite higher human consciousness potential experiences. So for one, you don't feel discarded at all. This is what I'm trying to make clear. Whether you're a mystic or not, discard doesn't happen. The only people who feel thrown away are the people who don't realize they have value for their self, which means nothing to anybody else. It doesn't matter. I'm breathing. This is called healthy self-worth. I'm not superior in fear, but I also have all my child parts. So that's an embodied brain's experience. It's your experience with the heart and the mind and how you feel about yourself. It's feeling, not thought-based. It's feeling-based. With that being said, you have to have self-confidence. That's self-empowerment, which doesn't mean I'm going to prove to you. No, it means I'm not going to prove shit to you from my own heart. I'm here. Smile, cheese. I'm not pretending. And if you are, good for you. You got the mask, not the other way around. And that is where it's not a challenge to move that way, because again, a person who will have differentiation of the self, a healed inner child, the ability to stand up for you as a teenager begins there, adolescent, teenager, but not with your friends. This is a silence conversation. For me, it was easy because Jesus told me, forgive them. I don't know what's about me. That it was God said, don't want to be like me. Also, I was a child because, thank goodness, I have had a child-centric environment. I was not talked about grown-up shit that I didn't need to know about, and so I was not made to feel worried about anything that I didn't need to be worried about. I was not made to tend to other children or any. No, I was told consistently to go and have fun. That's what a safe haven, secure-based environment does. It allows you to be a actual human being, emotional child, which means no suppressed emotion. We got a lot of people that they don't know how to do this because they got treated like adults as they were children, and I see it happening still today. No, what are you making such a big deal? You don't have to remember that you were a child, or you don't want to listen to the good educators. The ones who get overly worried, they are just insecure people too. And so I have a lot of compassion for people who get worried, but the ones who disregard completely, they just say, no, no, it's not true. I believe that there will be attachment and trauma. I believe we're going soft, okay? So whenever some, or they just want to create categories. The avoidant, and I see always. So when the avoidant discards, the reason they make such a big deal about it is because it's a person who will have come into your life. They will have made you feel, no, you both will have felt, wow, this is amazing. And then there's a way your brain works if you're not the owner of it, which is why some people think that us polyamory community overestimate the ability for a human being to use their mind, or excuse me, use their brain. I don't overestimate. I know that I can explain to you how to use your brain like a five-year-old. If you sat down and said, okay, I want to understand, Maria, I'll sit with you until you understand, and I'll explain it. And however many, I love using words. This is the beauty of being a creator. So, and being a human, otherwise I wouldn't be able to explain it. And so here's where breakups, we will handle them like anybody handles a breakup, which is processing it. Discards, like I said, it's not a discard. It's like, okay, well, we weren't compatible. Of course you're going to cry about it, because that's where sadness is about connection, but it's not laundry. What that means is not weighing me down. You're like, oh my God, I'm so weighed down by emotions. No, anytime emotional stuff happens, I'm like, wow, I'm so lucky. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm a human. And then I think of people who are in starving human being conditions under bombs and in war. And I'm like, yeah, that's hard. This is nothing. This is life. This is called me growing relationships. This is one of the other parts about being an empowered woman. Your worth, again, has nothing to do with men, in my case, that want me or don't. No, when you don't want me, I'm going to be like, I'm happy they're going to find somebody they want. That's good for them. It's great. I know that you know what you want in life. I know what I want. And there you go. So you can have anything work out, because really, we're not picky. But then again, we do know what we want. So some would say you are picky. Yes, they have to be intellectually savvy, and a lot, not a little. I don't like dumb people. I'm not good at regurgitating, but I am not a person who's fond of ignorance. Ignorance is not bliss. When I watch people who are fond of entertainment, that is pretty much makes me think of teenagers. I'm already like, what the fuck, really? That's your highlight of the day? I don't know about this. So yeah, intellect means a buttload, but they can't be boring. See, if they're boring, they don't have an inner child. So they're not emotionally available, mature, or looking at, hey, look at what humans are doing. It's so awesome. Let's go have fun with the human people. Meaning we care about our species, okay? Just saying. So we will know what we want. Yes, it will be an enriched human being. What I'm describing, because see, teenagers, they make me think of, let me go fuck, do drugs, drink, and what else is there? Oh yes, all those self-soothing mechanisms. Let me continue being a workaholic that pretends that I don't have childhood developmental trauma, so the doer. Let me pretend that I'm a doomsdayer. No, I'm not a doomsdayer. I didn't grow up with child. No, no, let me continue to play the part of, what was it, the other one, the ghost. We got the, oh, please appeasers. Those ones are fabulous. When they're like, oh, is it all good? Are we good? Are we good? Yeah, okay, sometimes, you know, an 11-year-old, when you meet one who's a grown man, who's professionally speaking, I know one of them, seriously, this dude won't let go that he failed miserably. He doesn't know how to do his job. No, he doesn't know how to do one thing out of all the things he does, and he didn't learn anything. So when people don't want to grow up, they don't. But they also don't know about attachment and trauma. So again, I know that the self of every one of us is a verb. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. The fifth one, so I said ghost. The hostile. So the hostile is another. These are five childhood trauma identities that our lovely Patrick Tiahan has shared. If you are a person who's intrigued by learning more, he's on YouTube. He's awesome. And as he shares, projection is, I walk into the supermarket and some lady looks at me. Did you see the bitch? She looked at me. That is your insecurity, my lovely listeners. It does not mean it's true. You're reading somebody's mind. No, my lovely 4D mystics, you cannot do that. You can pick up on somebody's energy. It's because we're nervous systems. And no, I don't make the laws, but I know about attachment and trauma like the back of my hand, and I'm still learning more. And embodied brains we are, and I'm a mystic. So I also know the 4D, they are Ursulas, and they're into a lot of things that is because they're the squirrels from Cusco land, and they don't even notice. So when I'm seeing some woman spitting venom out of her mouth, I'm like, okay, this is really not what mysticism is about. And I think you need a good therapist right now so that you can do EMDR, child parts work, and work with that somatic stuff, because your mind and body, you totally have no access to your body. Your inner child is nowhere to be found. envy, jealousy, spite, revenge. These are all low self-esteem emotions. So when people watch shitty movies and that's their highlight of the day, yeah, that's not interesting to me. But I do know a lot about something called Let's Talk About Anything and Everything That We All Want, three-year-olds sharing the floor. Lo and behold, empowered men or women will know exactly what they are looking for in a relationship. And if they're empowered, they will be looking for enriching people. And this is the part of enriching is not about the interest. It's actually about how you're participating, okay? And your level of access to your own self and to what you're doing. When someone is an avoidant and they will break up with you and discard you and they will do a 360 and then they go and they commit to someone else. I've seen women, they after 10, 20, 15, 40 years, they're still looking at that. I mean, because I'm a mystic, I follow my tarot reader mystics because I want to keep eyes open. And in fact, I didn't think 4D would stay in 4D, but they are, lo and behold, in 3D too, the people. So there is this group stuff going on. But long story short, they make these comments about the avoidant being, therefore, with toxic, with not a good partner. So they're still observing some other human being's life instead of living their own. You know, the busyness with a person who leaves you, and it's explainable, again, by the lovely anthropologist lady that talked to us, and I shared with you all how that works, the brain, after you get dumped. But if you want to tell me to use the word smart with you, then I'm going to say you can access the capacity to understand the words of a person who tells you don't ruminate. Allow yourself to find activities, not self-soothing, not the fucking drugging, drinking. No, not the fucking shitty movies. No, you actually use your time to go and either get therapy and then activities that you're interested in. This is not hard to do, but apparently it is. Now, I did meet people. I'll give a random example. We were all sitting at the table. Since I am serious, even as an adult, I still maintain that category. Apparently, I just find myself interested in topics that are interesting, again, with my man friends, my women friends, the ones who are emotionally and mentally available to me and I to them. So yes, those are my enriching intellectually conversations. We're not proving shit. We're just talking about topics and we're there with each other, enjoying the company. This is how you build a bond, okay? So they're not basically dying while living. While the people who stay in the shame cycle, they have rumination, they have inner critic, outer critic. Their energy is going to be very small because they're living in survival mode. It's very sad. They're the human suffering love group, but they could get therapy, but none of them think they need any of it. So, you know, you're not going to be able to say, hey, you have to. No, those are codependent people who tell each other what to do. And not to mention, I would slap anyone. No, we don't use hands, but it's not really nice to tell somebody what to do with their own brain, you know. So the online world people think that they can go around like teenagers do, telling each other what to do. So as long as you see people telling others what to do, they're not 5D educators or 5D mystics, that's for sure. When we can realize everybody can become self-aware enough to be self-reflective. Did I react or did I respond? Did I close my heart or not? Did I bullshit? Did I do Cusco attitude or not? Okay, so this is what self-reflection begins. How am I treating my herd members? How am I allowing myself to behave? Am I appreciative? Do I like it? People who like to behave with equanimity, unflappability, compassion, and compersion, those are all heart, body, value, body. I chose, thank you, Jesus, with that. And also because I got taught how to be respectful. And I appreciate it because I want people to also be respectful. I want you to use a normal tone. Don't get in my face. I'm not interested in that. And that's where, again, how you treat others is going to be an indication of how you want to be treated. And when you lose your temper, you're going to create, this is an emotion. No, this is you reacting. You didn't know how to handle yourself, and it's not about control. So some people don't have mastery of their own flow because they don't conceptually work with it and understand. No, they have to feel while they're self-aware. So I'm very self-aware. It's called restorative embodiment. And so whenever I use words, I notice what happens in my body. And when I explain to people, here's when and how I can work with my own emotional plane when I'm with other people, it's by using different words to communicate to my own self and then with them. And that's something that you can learn to do in time as you pick inner growth mindset, equanimous neutrality and duality world words, and you move into expansion of you and interacting with others. Okay, so back to what I was trying to get to. When we see somebody who is into another person, the insecure human being feels they're a piece of shit, and then they hold on to that and they just keep on, you know, judging and looking. For a person who's whole, we will be happy for them if they are in a good relationship. If we see them being mistreated, we will tell them, you shouldn't be treated like that. That's not fair. That's not right. When people don't hear you, it's because the adaptive child will protect and defend their abuser. That's the whole point of why the people who don't know enriched relationships don't know that they are deserving to be spoken to with an equanimous tone. That's because they didn't get that. So Terry Real, he shares, you will hold yourself the way you were held. And so if you have a parent and or parents who yelled at you and were treating you like a little soldier, well, there you go. You don't know what it's like to be talked to with respect. You will expect to be taught. No, you're not. This is this. Somebody yelling in your face is not a conversation. And whenever people get into that type of attitude, I'm out. Me personally, I'm like, yep, okay, I'm shutting down. Not because I'm afraid of you. I just don't want to deal with your attitude is completely off. It's not even interesting. It's not passionate. It's not interesting. It's not, and you don't know how to advance. You don't know how to use your brain. So when I was, the story I was trying to get to is I was with a group of people, and since I don't want to bring up any serious topics, I asked, okay, let's see, what should we talk about? None of them had ideas. So to me, okay, wow, flat brains, anyone? And when I asked a random question about how your day was spent, they also didn't answer. Now, someone, I forget, a couple of my empowered peeps are like, well, that's a pretty deep question. I'm like, what do you mean it's deep? If I ask you, what are your favorite things? How is it your favorite way to spend the day? How do you not know what your favorite way to spend the day is? This is where self-awareness, anyone think about what you like in 24 hours? And here's again. When you have empowerment, it means you know yourself. If you don't know yourself, so you don't know what you like to do in 24 hours, you want to use the word empowered, I think you're looking at facades, which is what we see. So when you see a facade, you'll notice it because they're not growing softer and more welcoming of life. They're just the same stiff board that they were as a child when they were getting treated like a little soldier, and then they get, you know, to grow up and they're still just as... And then they have resentment and spite, and they get all envious when they're seeing people that are soft and happy. They consistently get more and more venomous teeth stuff going on. And there's a lot of different types of relationships that I've seen. It's not just romantic ones, okay? So back to our main topic. The reason why an empowered woman will not flinch and be destabilized by an avoidant attachment, human being, man, in my case, I'm using me. When they discard you, break up with you, and commit to another person is because I'm not comparing myself to another woman. And I am also, again, polyamorous. So you're not mine. You are going to love whoever you want, however many women you want or don't want. And really, it's because you're not an object. I will not dehumanize you. Whether you're my twin flame, soulmate, doesn't matter what we will have been in past lives. You're a human being with a name. You have a right. Actually, it's not even a right. I want to see you smile inside and out. So inside, of course, I'm going to assume that you are a happy human being, because I would never in a million years say, I know your heart better than you do. No, because you cannot know mine better than I can. So if you tell me I'm smiling and happy, I'm going to say, great, you're smiling and happy. I will not bother with any hunches. I will not bother coming to tell you what my hunches are. I will share with you if I have downloads, if I have dreams. That's part of my mystic. That's because you're part of my herd. But if I figure out that you think that my dreams and my words are actually intending to do you harm, I will disengage from sharing with you anything. If you laugh at them, it's okay, as long as it's laughing because you don't believe in it, but you laugh with a, I respect you still. The minute you are actually, quote unquote, laughing, and it's that laugh of your stupid idiot. Nah, that's a different story. Now I'm going to completely disengage with sharing, obviously, any of my mystic stuff, because you've just brought to me disrespect in something that is not false for the person here, but that I can, again, understand a person will not believe in if they don't experience and find it humorous and find it, you know, kind of wacko, quote unquote. Okay, so
That being said, the tone of yours is what gives it away, because you are a nervous system like I am. Thank you, Stephen Porges. So once you learn how to be equanimous all the time, not just sometimes, it's because you will have learned how to navigate your own nervous system. When you can be your safe haven, your 0-1-year-old doesn't need another human being to give you a thumbs up. You don't even need your parents, in fact. That's the whole point. You are a solo self, but with a herd. So you go beyond the herd, meaning beyond yourself. And you realize that we connect. And so you're not threatened by mental or emotional people that are teenager assholes in their ass. The ones who need therapy, they're in therapy if they want to live a good life. The ones who do the human suffering love narrative, they're Pinocchios with the ears and the tail. They're Elsa on the journey, never ending story. They're, you know, Cusco attitude. I see them all over the place. The Peter Pan. So I have love, and I hope that they find their way back home to their whole self so that they can be enjoyable. Meantime, if they want to lead their life like Pinocchio with the ears and the tail, they will do so and keep watching shitty movies and saying that those are passionate relationships, then no. And they will take up the avoidant and be crappy to the avoidant and use these labels. Okay, avoidant doesn't choose to have avoidant. Their first year of life is what brought about the attachment rupture, or having ruptures, a series of ruptures that didn't get repaired, and therefore they will then have the attachment wound. Okay, but a person can choose to want to meet love in their heart. So they will notice, you know what, I'm not growing more intimate with people, and I want that because I crave it to the depths of me. And I understand now that we have all this information out there that I must have an attachment wound. I'm going to go get work with that. This, I want to read to you, Julianne Taylor Shore, LP, CLMFT, SEP, all those acronyms are what she, her therapy, I think, credentials. Vulnerability and connection go together. If what I want, if what I'm wanting is to feel closer, moving to vulnerability as part of the repair process is going to be essential. Okay, and this is where a healthy self-worth woman can tell you, this scar doesn't happen because I'm not closed off to who I am as my imperfect 0-1-year-old and 3-7-year-old. That is the karma that people keep playing out. And any good therapist will tell you, Terry Real, you do unfinished business until you don't have any. I don't have unfinished business because I have healthy self-worth. And therefore, discard doesn't happen. What happens is we're not compatible. I'm still vulnerable with you. Breakups. I'm still going to be a person who loves you. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. That's it. Committing to somebody else. You're happy, I'm happy for you. You didn't do anything wrong to me. You didn't make a mistake. That sounds egoic, to say the least. Furthermore, it's a reflection of, you hurt my feelings and now I'm going to say you made a mistake. And that's the contradiction to me of any human being who will use such words. But see, to me, the empowered woman, it's a contradiction. To them, they have a shame cycle going on. They have a heartbreak, gut-wrench, three-year-old who's saying inner critic and outer critic, and then they're suppressing their emotions through self-soothing agents or mechanisms, fucking others, drugging, whatever it is, going to another person, dating, shopaholicism, it doesn't matter. The point is, they don't say, as they're feeling that emotion from the breakup, there's nothing wrong that happened here. I and this person, we were together, then they decided differently, that's it. I'm going to process the emotions, I'm not going to suppress them, I'm going to let them come up. I'm going to be vulnerable with myself, and I'm going to work with my brain, left and right mode, and the inner growth mindset. And that's why you don't harbor shit as you move forward in life. And you don't look at it as, I was discarded, I did something wrong. You don't feel any of that. There's no shame in a healed inner child, which is why I can be myself always, not just sometimes, and others can be their self. Furthermore, for the avoidance, we love when they friend zone us, because for us, we friend zone anyone because, you know, love is free. It's not attachment for the empowered woman. And so here's why you will have a multitude of people in your life. Now, if there's somebody of interest to an empowered woman, that empowered woman will make sure that they can have some hunches, figure it out, you know. And then we like men, because I hear men saying, we're always the ones who have to ask you out. This is not true. This is not true. As a woman, I can tell you that I've definitely shared the one, yeah, oh, totally, you're completely mistaken. It was very, very cool. Actually, how was it? It was very interesting. Oh, I'll never forget that.
at first I was like, huh. Then I was like, wait a minute. Okay, this is way, wow. That, you know, that could have been different. But okay, that's fair. So we explore. This is how the brain works. It's not like, oh my God, they did something awful to me. That's the teenagers that I got to deal with as a teenager. He's an asshole. He doesn't deserve love. 20-year-olds, he doesn't deserve love. 25-year-olds, why am I all alone? Why is he with somebody else? He doesn't deserve love. Every time they would go a little bit too far, I'd be like, look, everybody deserves love. Can you please stop? You're really just saying this because you're upset. You dated them for this many months. Don't you think about that? And if you don't think they're a good person, then why did you date them? Oh, I think you are forgetting that you're upset at them right now. So you're doing something called I'm angry and I'm going to keep spitting out bullshit words instead of letting myself just process emotions last 90 seconds. When you're a present person, this is easy to understand because you're not ruminating. And that's why people who don't do Tara Brach's videos, she shares how to stop doing rumination, or people who say, I don't want to do personal development, you don't learn how to put your prefrontal cortex down and to engage in your own capacity to be a restorative embodiment of yourself, equanimous, and to not have trauma charges. And when instead you have no beef with being yourself, again, you get discarded. It's not discard. We weren't, you didn't like me the way I liked you. It's okay. I can go over that because I got the very rational ability to say there's 8 billion people out there. There's all these fish in the sea. And it's not a sea of fish, right? It's people. Raining men. There's plenty of men out there. Hallelujah. It's raining men. They have to be smart and emotionally available. So yeah, for me, the avoidant, I feel bad actually for the avoidants because they, and anyone actually, I feel bad for anybody who thinks they know passion when they don't, because I know that their 1 year old could really use the acting like a buffoon, which is a Cusco, and they literally could notice, because you know when you're being passive aggressive. You know when you're being an indirect communicator. You know when you're lying to yourself. This is not something that is a magical wand at all. I've met enough people to know that any person who's acting like a buffoon will know this. Like my good friend, who after 5 years of me choosing not to talk to him, the first thing he says is, I'm sorry, you're right. I did act like a buffoon. I know I did, because he knows who he is. And then he went about also saying other things, and I will leave that one alone. But this person didn't move out of their insecurities. They just moved into accepting what life sent them, and they did learn how to love, which is good for them, but they could have grown a lot more had they welcomed their fear of rejection. And here's how they put it, when there were Claire's becoming a part of their embodied experience, they said, Maria, I don't want to be more different than I already am. And as a mystic, I already knew he didn't have to open himself up to the world. So I said, look, you don't have to, just disengage from it. It'll go away. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you have not addressed with yourself that I feeling of not being different in the way my friend posed it, then you are still basically a adolescent, because when we're adolescents, that's when we move to our peers and look to them to attach. So there's a attachment system the first year of life, then you have your first 8 years, that family stuff, all the unfinished business, and then from your 11 to 12 we got our flight response, and then our fight 14 15 16. These are charged states. And remember, I'm pseudoscience lady one, I bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together, but I also don't give it to you in order. So don't write notes down. If you have a question about something for curiosity and you just want to know, okay, can you repeat those 5 charge states? Because I learned those in my trauma courses. I can, but I'm not giving to you always anything in order, because this is a conversation, not a lecture. What I was trying to get to is, though, once you understand those charges, because you'll feel them, you'll know how to work with yourself, because you're choosing. I'm not a solo self, meaning I am in my body here, me, but I live with others. I'm a differentiated solo self, and I want to come together with another. Being different isn't good or bad. I learned it was fine to be different because I was taught this again and again. Not losing your inner child is when you can be a compassionate and compersionate
I know that's not a word, but having compersion. So whenever somebody's happy, even without you, you're happy for them. Again, it's not me defective. The people who feel defective, that's somebody's inner child, and you can work with that. And the number one thing is I'm projecting my own insecurity upon another person when they are breaking up with him, when they are breaking up with me, him, her, discarding, okay, and choosing committing to another. That's the moment of people using movies to say, oh, it's suffering, it's suffering. No, if you're ruminating, it's suffering. If you're not accepting that the emotions that arise, sadness is about connection. So it's actually a normal emotion to have that arises. But see, people say, yeah, it is normal. See, so you have to suffer. There's like a little competition that happens when people have not a window of welcome to the depth of their emotional plane. That's what I noticed. It's the how many scars do you have today from having dealt with all the people that aren't able to love in life? Why are you thinking about all the people who don't know how to love in life? Ergo, people who are not empowered, men or women, they're thinking about love. I look outside in the world and I say, wow, there's a lot of 5D educators, these men and women alike. They work with their own emotional maturity and open heart to another person. And I'm going to have an authentic relationship. And that's because they choose I'm going to be the authentic me. This is the only way you're going to actually present yourself anywhere and start to enrich yourself in a relationship. And that's as you learn to be self-empowered, which means I show up fully and completely as the person I am inside. And if I have any emotional stuff come up that I don't like, I'm not going to project it. I'm going to talk about it. And that is exactly why for an empowered woman, we don't get discarded because we will ask questions. And breakup is going to be something that is not the question. When they have happened, it's, I don't like you. I don't want to start something that happened that they don't know. People, they use all the words in the book to define and you might associate. This is the part, the story. It's hard for me, my listeners. You're using a story and not actually processing what comes up, which doesn't mean you have to think about it. No. If I get somebody that I really like your kid, like my 4-year-old, don't mind because the kids won't play with me and I get explained it, I know how to now process my sadness. It's okay. And that's why I'm my own safe haven. In fact, that sadness, big or small, independently from how many years I've moved forward from that 4-year-old, actually the point of being able to love more people is the fact that my heart is completely whole and full of love. The part of what is an enriching relationship is only going to be built with people who are consistently building it with you, and they meet those criteria that I was telling you about. Every person has different criteria. This is something that is normal. Again, anyone who will be like, you can't, I don't even know how to say it. I'll use a story, another one. This is one of my osteopaths, and he turns to me and he says, you're a very picky person. And I said, what do you mean? You pick who you hang out with, who you don't hang out with. You're very selective. I said, yeah, of course I'm selective. I know what I like to do in my 24 hours. I'm not going to just randomly show up and be with any. This is not, I didn't know that. Is that how relationships work? Because I'm not much like just random people, you know? So I didn't understand the need to identify something like that to this day. I mean, anybody, if they have to define me, fine, go for it. I'm not considering my selection of people that I'm going to be around as picky. I'm going to say, I'm not sure how you define life, but I define it based on how my intellect works. And so I'm not going to be around people that I can't share an intellectual conversation with. So I'm going to be with people who are emotional. Now, this is the part of why I love my man friend and my women friends. And that's because they know how to be their authentic, genuine self. And my definite man friends, they have a lot that is beautiful because they're an example of self, what it means to be self-reflective with the hurt in mind. And it's not about them acting like buffoons. No, they're people who are enriched by life. They can talk to you about what happens with emotions and just, you know, life as it stands versus, you know, harping this, it's hard to do things on, like in a way as if it's hard. They may feel that life is hard, and that feeling is the part of where the words we use differ for every person. So if you feel deeply and you are alone, you feel life hard because you want that someone to come and support you. We all want that. That is the 0-1-year-old who's looking for that hug.
And that is when you have somebody who supports you this way. So man will feel uplifted, as his shoulders will feel uplifted once he has the same reassurance, because it's not about words. It's about an actual emotional connection that you create with another person. So your heart, it knows it's not alone. It's not the brain. It's not the mind. Your body will feel that I'm a safe haven and I'm here to simply support. And I'm not judging your depth of emotional experience with what is happening in life. And that's because my ventral vagal nervous system is telling yours, it's cool, come, safe space right here. When you have empowered women, it's always safe. When they're empowered too, they will know the difference. And empowered men knows, which is why the minute, you know, this whole it's not ghosting. The minute you start walking with women, you don't know anything about love, passion. You can keep on talking to me at that point because I'm going to know I have a buffoon in front of me, meaning that you don't even know what I'm talking. You're so disconnected from who I am. It will show at some point. And it's not good or bad. It's the part of where the brain of a person who's not looking into the eyes of another to say, wow, I'm present with a human being heart to heart. It's because they don't have that same depth of experience with themselves. And that's because they're not capable until they go to that child, the child parts work. They have to have the aspect of their own inner child softness. And so it's a very, very beautiful journey for the attachment avoidance and any one of the attachment wounded people that get supported and they get out of it. Now the ones who are pathologizing themselves, they're teenagers. Here's what my label is. Here's all my character traits. I'm going to make a trending topic of me and my anxious avoidant, you know, couple relationships. So we get to see all that. You know that for people who are securely attached, we're not going to look at anybody, whether they're an avoidant or not, in any way except for I want you to be happy. Compersion it is. So you break up, you discard, you commit to somebody else, you're in a toxic relationship, you're not. Whatever it is, we're going to be happy for you. And yes, of course, at the beginning, it'll be something that I can observe. Wow, they left a healthy self-worth partner to go to somebody who's not. But then again, wait, that's right. They were not emotionally available. So they are meeting their unfinished business. As Terry Real points out, people marry their unfinished business. I'm going to say, no. Some of us, we don't. We actually don't have our child self still a child. We have the grown-up version of ourselves. We're like, wow, we have confidence. And so you present yourself. And here is my lovely polyamory community. There's no deal or issue with a person who's intellectually and emotionally empowered. They will not be like, oh my God, this is going to freak me out. I can't do it. I must compete. They won't have that going on. They have very happy human, or they made it might be. So they have to be self-reflective, self-aware. You're going to find a person who's passive aggressive and an indirect communicator, and they're not going to give you any clear answer. They're not even going to have themselves look for anything. They're just going to be like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that's it. And then they leave it and they drop it. So when you have people who choose fear, it's clear because they don't choose to achieve a state of harmony in depth and important conversations. And so as those important conversations arise, that's the minute of you understanding, again, data point, data point, data point, data point, which is why we then just recalibrate. So recalibration happens for as you grow up. Obviously, this is where it's a case by case, but I'm gonna, in our last 5 minutes, say, so when it's a discard, it's not a discard, again, because we don't feel discarded. It will be something that emotionally, yes, sadness comes up. There's a grieving process. There's all the natural organic steps of processing something, but it's not in rumination terms. So you're not sitting there thinking of how they're doing, not doing. No, you're processing the breakup, the discard, and you move on with your emotional plane and you continue to share love with those lovely human beings, by the way. They're just going to be recalibrated to a different type of bond. So you're not a safe haven, secure base. You're not a secure attachment relationship. You're a secure connection, though. All of this is possible because of being a differentiated self. And that means your whole inner child, okay? So whether you're a monoamory, monogamous person, or polyamory, this is the equation of our relationships. It's we know that a person can only give as much as they are giving to their own inner world. And if a person has an avoidant attachment wound, that will mean that they're closed off to emotional intimacy. They can become aware of it in this day and age. They don't have to. When moving forward,
the individuals that are concerned with a person's well-being will not be looking in a way of hoping that they figure out that they left them behind for somebody that isn't worthy. No, all people are worthy. All people can heal their inner child, meaning bring themselves home, because technically the inner child isn't broken, but you will have an attachment wound and a shame, defectiveness, inner critic, outer critic, defucking, drugging, drinking, all the self-soothing mechanisms that seem cool on movies. They're all really, really, I mean, I can't even begin to say how many ways perpetuation of what is not only ignorance because of not knowing in-depth attachment trauma information, but also choosing how to use for those who do. There are those who think that because they're educated, that they're able to be making better decisions. You can always tell because of the way they talk about people. Your indication if you're part of the 5D collective is if you love all of the lovely people out there. No, we don't want to be around everyone because some people, they need to be supported and in jail sometimes because they're a danger for themselves and us and, you know, things like that. But what I'm saying is every person has the capacity to get into their humanity. But the journey there for those who have attachment and trauma is one that requires their self-awareness, self-reflection, the desire. And 3D, 4D actually are people who are not going to move into the I can learn how to use my thoughts and emotions in a way that is maturing. So they are not accepting of polyamory. They're not accepting of the mystics. They're not accepting of technology and sciences. They're not accepting of our humanity. And as for, you know, the 4D, they have consistently chosen to not become aware that there is no inherently good or evil human being. And that's why they have their little, you know, stories going on. So they're on a never-ending ELSA journey. But when you meet empowered individuals, you will always be treated as a person because that human being has their higher social engagement system online. And that's an integrated brain. If they don't have their inner child reparented completely, they're still working to do so, meaning that they care about their behavior. So they don't want to be an adaptive child. They want to be able and enjoy enriching intellectual and emotional in-depth vulnerable conversations and interactions with you, okay? So that type of avoidant, even without being aware if they are an avoidant or not, will open up. And not discard in the way that we hear and not do breakups and not be oblivious basically to their own body, to their own defense mechanism. Because really what it is that the attachment wounds are there because you did not have the opportunity to securely attach. So this means being vulnerable in a relationship is the actual danger. The person who is self-aware enough, they will notice I'm closing myself off from a relationship with a person that I really enjoy. I'm closing my heart off. So there will be awareness of what they're doing. If they're aware enough to the aspect, to the point of wanting to connect, finally, they will be aware because they're awakened to their own humanity. And that means to their own restorative embodiment potential. And that is the one beautiful thing you find out from all the 5D educators is that everybody calls themselves back home. So if there's a quote-unquote resistance, it's not resistance. When you look out into the world, we've got the Pinocchios with ears and tails and Cuscos. And the reality is that when I see trendsetters, I notice where the teenagers are. And they're all Peter Pans and they're all, you know, playing the Peter Pan Island games and being with the spiteful energy like Wendy. Not Wendy, but Tinkerbell with Wendy, okay, for example. So any envy, jealousy, spite, those types of emotions, if they're still present within a person, this is not to have shame come up. You don't. That's the part. It's to make anyone aware. Low self-esteem is a part of the process of you being able to get out of it, meaning you were 0-1, again, 2-3. You have a childhood that comes with you. Those emotions are charged until you're the one who looks at yourself and say, okay, this is my insecurity. I'm going to work with the words with my time. And it's not work because it's hard. It's that you participate to your journey. Your body comes with you with memories and your mind then has interpretation. You work with the thoughts so you can shut it up and say, don't give me a story right now. I'm going to leave the emotions be because they lasted, they came up. That's all they are here for. They don't have to have a reason. If on the other hand, I want to explore them, then I will explore them with unflappability, with equanimity, so the neutrality and duality, so that I can expand myself, inner growth, be more of myself. It's not by projecting it to others. And again, which is where when we have breakups, discards, people who commit to other people, we're not looking at them as if they've done something wrong. We have not been taken off track from where we're going. For an empowered woman, it will always be such a great pleasure to have spent time with you. It will be great to have also explored emotions, and really the emotions that are not so great, meaning the depth of the sadness that can come about is not, again, destabilizing, because you know how to reassure your own nervous system. But that's because you don't ruminate. And it's because you also do love genuinely. So you're thinking always in a loving way of the person. You don't turn around, and because this is where the squirrel comes in from Cusco land. And I laugh because this is the one thing I've noticed people with their twin flame and soulmate stories. They will turn around and they will get vindictive in their brain in a very specific way about things that I don't want to share all of it, but long story short, they completely become a person who's not nice with another human being. And that tells me that you're a teenager who doesn't know how to handle a breakup. So you're not, to me, you're not destabilized. You're literally upset about something you don't like, and your three-year-old has taken over, and you're deciding to say that it's not a three-year-old because you're not a three-year-old anymore. And yet you, though, are completely spitting vengeance and words that are unkind towards another person because they don't want to be with you. This doesn't make any sense in the book of an empowered woman, especially if you find that they have an attachment wound and they have trauma. It means that you hope they get help. It means that you feel bad for them that they might be dating beneath themselves, but you can only, you know, do so much, because feeling bad is going to be disrespectful at a certain point. They're making a choice. If they choose to be a serial dater, you know, and like the people who choose to continue to use the channels that are out there to talk about people versus move forward and to seek out healthy self-worth partners. There's plenty of people who are wanting to grow intimate, vulnerable relationships. That's one. And when that is not the case, then you can know that you've met somebody who's not emotionally available to their own inner child. And you can just recalibrate, because conversing is what happens when you're a empowered woman. You do the functional adult love language and you speak directly the truth. It's authentic. So nobody has any hard feelings because it's not personal. It's a relationship. Relationships go through their transformation and nobody is waiting for anything to change. That's because of, you know, the whole rewriting the stars. Yeah, we don't have to. We can always write our own stars, mystics. For my 5D mystics, by the way, nothing's set in stone, because we're choice points. When you are presented the opportunity to love, you will be presented the opportunity to choose your own self. And that's because you'll choose how to treat a person as well. And this is the aspects that I notice most people don't look at. They didn't look at how they were able to talk to a person in those moments of their own stress. If you can't be equanimous, then you're just as emotionally unavailable to yourself. And so I don't personally believe anybody's resisting to anything. What I notice out there is the human love narrative group, they're growing and expanding with the 5D educators, any of the sciences and spirituality that brings them over here to understand, like, attachment in an empowered way, humanly speaking. The human suffering love narrative, they're the Pinocchios with the ears and the tail, and they're doing inner critic, outer critic, and then the fucking, the drugging, the drinking, and or whatever, you know, trending, self-soothing topic. Who knows? They're part of a group, you know, culty cult, traditional cult, ethical cult, spiritual bypassers, you name it. They're all the maladaptive child behavior who has a pain point. They've come together with one person who's leading the way. Then you got some, you know, it's kind of like a pyramid scheme. You got the one who set the example. Then you got the other ones beneath them. And so it's the Wendy's with Peter Pan's. And it's very easy for a person who's empowered. It's easy to spot this because you're using intellect. It's not about a belief system. You're using your brain. When I see flat earthers, I want to meet a flat earther. I can't wait if I ever do, because I'll have a great conversation with them. I don't think they need to go anywhere. I don't think they're creating any kind of problem. No, I know that those people came together because they share something and they've chosen to allow themselves to believe that what they're doing is true. I can say as a mystic, right, is why I'm woo-woo, pseudoscience lady right here. The difference, though, is I'm not a flat earther. So if you ask me, where are you going to go? If you had to do one, and I am a spirituality person, but if you have to pick one thing, I'm going to go with sciences, because I know that I will make use of those sciences in a way to continue to expand humanity, because humanity is about you being your whole inner child. It's not about a belief system. It's about you having your higher social engagement, prefrontal cortex, integration of the brain. I know it because the machines show what happens when you're in a physiological state of compassion, and it's because I'm educated, attachment and trauma informed. Without knowing any of this, I would have still made a choice with educators, because I noticed when I began with Jesus and when I learned about all the religions, how the prophets and those who supported humanity, the words that they shared go twisted again and again and again and again. This is one of the things that I noticed, that every person who wants, they will twist those words versus look themselves in the mirror. And the minute that you're going in the opposite direction of bringing people together, you're going in the opposite direction of any of that which will have been here in the past, ancient times to bring us together. That's what I know. Spirituality is about beyond the solo self. And that's not just now. It's always been that way. That's what made spirituality and religion important. And that's how we expanded. And it's something that right now is in a transition. But what I was trying to get at is I would have chosen, not as a teenager, probably that's the time where I would have picked just the simple Jesus and God. I was finishing up my confirmation and definitely was very straightforward, and that whole black and white thinking. So it was very easy for me to see in two lines. By the time I got to 18, I'm like, wait a minute, there's gray lines. And that's why as you get older, you become an expanded consciousness, flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable, because you're learning how to be a mature emotional and mental version of yourself. It's very empowering because it's empowerment. And so you will always have beautiful relationships. Doesn't matter if you get an avoidant. Again, discards, breakups, the in and out behavior. We don't use the whole ghosting, breadcrumbing, somebody keeping tabs on who they're dating, what they're doing. You will simply have a recalibration. You know, the friend zoning is really great, for example. The other avoidant type is also something that we're easily able to handle. And as for anxious, the preoccupied, they just need you to tell them the time. And so in time, you can reassure them. The ones who won't be reassured, eventually they won't be able to stick around because they don't negotiate very well. So when you get a preoccupied, they get really worried and they can't help it. And so what I'm trying to say is sometimes they will want things from people. And if you're an empowered person, you're not going to give it to them because they're going to keep demanding of loops, that you jump in loops. And it's like, I don't do jumping in loops for anyone. I mean, this is not supposed to, that's relationship is not hard work. It's easy. This is what being your inner child is. And when you're open with others, it's easy to be me and you can be you. And if it's hard, well, no, that's not my relationship. That's you were obviously not in a easy home. And, you know, you can learn how to be in it with good therapy for child parts work and or, you know, learning how to be a grown emotionally and mentally person. But like I said, it's not actually just that. It's the awareness for them of their attachment category, the attachment style, what it means, how they can work with themselves. And before we go, FYI, the book that will be really helpful for any of you who are interested, Poly Secure. You don't have to be polyamorous, but that one is a really great one for all of attachment in a relationship context. And for empowerment, that's your personal relationship with yourself. If you can learn to be your gooey, ooey, ooey, whole three-year-old heart, and from the feeling, and that's thanks to the people that are around you, obviously, the more healthy self-worth, the more pachas meaning, the better it will be, because you're going to be with individuals who are intellectually, emotionally, and physically available. And that means you talk about religion and politics and anything and everything, and you're having a good time. And you tell each other every one of those little, you're a shit, no, you're a shit. And nobody's like ego-sensitive of, oh my God, how dare they, I'm so offended. So when you have grown people who are still offended, you're like, okay, where are the grown-ups? That's the word I, in my head, I started to use, because I'm like, what the hell? Why are these people doing what I learned teenagers did? Now that I'm attachment trauma informed, I know they're on Elsa's journey. Okay, so let's be compassionate, and let's remember everybody is in a different spot. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.